for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Feed is a good vehicle of delivery.
And that's Dr. Jason Smith, Extension Beef Cattle Specialist at the University of Tennessee on the new Veterinary Feed Directive, or VFD.
I'm a beef cattle producer myself, and I will argue every day of my life that there's nobody that cares more about my cattle than I do, and I'm sure all the other producers here would argue the same about their animals. And so being a good steward of that animal, making sure that its health is a priority, that's something that oftentimes requires some intervention, and that may be a medicated feed, it may be an injection, it may be something else. And that's something I think we need to keep in mind. And one of the things that a lot of times gets lost sight of, you know, a lot of these things are expensive, and we don't want to use them if we don't need to. And so that we try to be very, very selective and make sure that it is indeed something we need to be doing. And this is just one additional step in that direction to make sure that, yeah, we're not doing something unknowingly that we shouldn't be.
He says the investment is in building consumer confidence and keeping the cows healthy, goals that prompted the Beef Quality Assurance Program.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the main topic of this BQA training, you know, we care about the product that we're producing, and the consumer cares about what we're producing for them. So let's bring that together.
And if somebody wanted to follow up on BQA or learn more information about what you're talking about, is there somewhere to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first point of contact would be National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Beyond there, within each state has their own Cattlemen's Association and or Beef Industry Council. And so I think that would be the next point of contact. And then from there, their main land-grant university and their extension folks, whether that's at the university level or in a county or a regional extension office.
A lot of support out there for the cattle
industry.
That's
Absolutely.
Dr. Jason Smith, University of Tennessee. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
We're an avenue for cattle producers to market.
That's Sydney Dexter. She's a general manager of the Sand Hills Cattlemen's Association in Valentine, Nebraska. The association assists with the purchase and sale of Sand Hills cattle and to promote a spirit of cooperation, friendship, and mutual understanding between producers and feeders.
Our main thing is, as far as that, is the Feeder Cattle News, which is updated online and anybody can view it. And then it also goes out in our newsletter, which is mailed to 1,500 different people, which are ranchers, feedlots, cattle buyers, things like that.
And we asked Dexter why the association is so focused on the marketing of cattle.
The association started in the 1930s. Sam McKelvey was one of the founders. And back then, there wasn't a good way for them to market the Sand Hills cattle to the bigger feeders, which were outside of this area. So it basically started, they used to have annual sales themselves. And since times have changed and sale barns and everything have evolved, we've had to evolve with it. So just that's kind of how we're doing it now, is through our publications and through the internet.
And Dexter noted that the internet is really the key place for them.
Basically, we list the cattle for sale. And I mean, on our website and stuff, we've got links to the commodities and so on. And people can sell private treaty and we can list it for them through there. Or if they're selling it at an auction, we can go ahead and do that. One thing we've been doing is uploading our members' cattle for sale onto the Facebook page to make it a little more interactive, and they can get on there and start sharing and just kind of spread the word that way. We're kind of looking into new avenues, how to help spread the word so we're not so stagnant in what we're doing. We're trying to kind of modernize with the times.
And Dexter mentioned private treaty. We asked her what that refers to.
So that would be when a producer would decide to just sell kind of one at a time. A lot of bull people do that with their stuff that they might not have sold at a big sale, or maybe they just sell all of their stuff through private treaty. People can come on to the place and look at them and then purchase them there without going through the livestock market.
That's Sydney Dexter with the Sand Hills Cattlemen Association. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.